Tate, just so I got your name and your title.
Tate Petrie. I am the treasurer for the Minnesota Association of Recourse.
And here at Commodity Classic, we're pulling out of one of the National Association of Wheat Growers meetings. Tell me your involvement on the national level.
Sure. I've been serving on the NOG Environment and Policy Subcommittee for, a couple of years now, starting in late 2019, 2020. Really a good experience and a dynamic committee at this time in agriculture, certainly with all the changing dynamics around climate, climate smart practices, things like that.
So what's that mean for the wheat industry?
Boy, it's a lot of implications. You know, the wheat industry is challenged because we're so varied, depending on location and geography. So we have growers in Washington and Idaho, and talking to them this morning that, you know, our practices are so much different. And what works for us doesn't work for Oklahoma, you know, things like that. So that's kind of what we work on in NOG, certainly trying to figure out what the implications of certain policy decisions would do for different growers and different classes of wheat, and how we can manage those and come together as a coalition to support things that work for everyone, and make our voice heard on things that don't work.
So. It's got to be a big lift for Congress when you just look at the diversity we have in this industry.
Certainly it is. I don't envy that job. You know, we try to form some degree of policy advice for different classes, and it's certainly a huge lift. The people that are in USDA that have to come up with some of these regional programs, you know, it's very difficult, and I think it's not a job I envy. So I understand the plight, but we have to make sure that we have some input on those decisions and can help them as any way we can. So
Farm Bill's kind of on an aggressive path. G.T. Thompson, the House Ag Committee Chair, wants to get this thing done before the current bill expires at the end of September. With all the complexity, how big a challenge is that?
Yeah, we were in D.C., in February, and we had several meetings with legislators for Minnesota, and they're confident, too, that they can get this through. And the speed at which things are going adds some complexity, just because they need to make decisions rather rapidly on some things that are new to us and things that we haven't studied. And so it's been a difficult time to have input. We've been doing our best, of course, very active in those things, but it's hard to keep up with to some degree, and we've got a great staff that can track those things and sends out emails, and we get some opportunities to say, this doesn't work here. And
yeah. Got to get it done right.
Right, yeah. We have, specifically with, ESA. You know, just submitting comments on ESA was a really important thing we worked on in the last couple months. And one of our staffers, Taylor, has been working really hard on that and making sure that he's got comments from every state on what mitigation measures work and what doesn't work, and how we can show what we're doing and show how we're trying to be as efficient and careful with the pesticides that we use to mitigate some of those dangers they're worried about at EPA. And but it all the speed really makes it difficult to measure what's going on and how to best influence that policy. So
it's hard to strike that balance of wanting to make sure we do what's right for the environment, but we need those tools as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the good thing about some of this is it does bring to the forefront what farmers are already doing. There's a ton of growers here that are already doing a lot of these no-till practices, and that's part of the issue that we've had is permanence and early adopter things, right? So so we have a really good story to tell, and it's been helpful, frankly, to have some of this come forward so that we can say, well, these are things we're doing. So if you want us, there's more things that we can do to help climate. We just need to know what they are and how we're going to implement them without hurting our economic success.
Good deal. Any final thoughts?
No, I'm. Thanks for coming and thanks for your coverage of agriculture. It's really helpful. And